This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Radio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, social media platforms on those websites, as well as beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, please do. We have had Sal holding on here for 12 minutes. Had to finish up that hour, Sal. But welcome to the show, and what say you, my friend?
Well, World Economic Forum is working on the next catastrophe they're going to try pushing on us. The water. There's not enough water. Yeah. In my state of Colorado, it is a crime for you to save your rainwater to water your lawn with it.
Well, look. Consider your governor. And remember, let me just say this now that you brought that up, because you're in Colorado. You have Jared Polis as your governor. Am I correct?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, Jared Polis is a sodomite. And this is what I go back to, what God condemns, man is tolerating in their country. Our laws condemn his life choices. And they use these guys because they're backwards. And what they do, and just like I continuously make the correlation between Adolf Hitler's SS, which were masculine sodomites, they were homosexuals, they're putting them into position, friends, to use them against the people. And if you think that's way out there, then why don't you go ahead and look at your military heads, who are women, I'm sorry, men dressed as women, and put that up against Deuteronomy 22:5. They're showing you how weak you are to the rest of the world. You become a proverb, a byword, as the Bible tells us, under the judgments of God. The American people don't realize that men are dressed up as women, are their military heads, and they're still acting as if nothing's wrong. And this is insane to me. So going back to Jared Polis, I made a video of Jared Polis over 13 years ago and how he was preying on students in schools. But nobody wanted to listen to that until the damage is done. And so going back, Sal, to your state of Colorado, you just opened up a door for me to actually highlight. I don't know what just happened. I just lost Sal there. You can call back, Sal. I'll take your comments. But with that, this is what's going on. Same thing in Oregon. Same thing in California. Same thing in over in Canada. These are all sodomites. They're all appointed sodomites over the head of the people. Why? Because they'll do the biddings of those that are extorting them and telling them what they do. And guess what? These are the ones that hate your guts for standing on the side of the Lord, which I'm not, again, asking the permission to stand on the side of the Lord. And if I was, the only one that I'd be talking about would be Jesus Christ, who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. And that's the road I'm on, and it's the straight and the narrow, Matthew 7, not the wide and the broad. But folks, pay attention to the people that are being appointed over you. Look at Michigan, same thing. The attorney general's what? She's a lesbian. The laws in the state of Michigan condemn the action. I just highlighted this over the last week. I was showing the people that, listen, if you don't want to obey the law is this. Your laws in Michigan condemn the actions of your attorney general who is warring against you. And if you don't want to make reference to the law and be the strength to the law, you're going to have to deal with a Miss Attorney General Nassel that is a lesbian. And what is she doing? She's warring against you. Now, do you understand why they call them backwards? This isn't a game, Americans. It's not a game in any sense of the word. Speaking of which, if Sal, you call back, I'll take you back up here. If you want to call in, folks, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting, you look at the People's White House. Well, people in America, they just act like, you know what, honestly, they act like everything's back to normal. You can't make it up. Sal was just talking about the World Economic Forum. Who leads that up? The guy that Donald Trump said was doing a great job, Klaus Schwab. What's he trying to establish? He's trying to establish the Fourth Reich. No joke. No joke. I have a video, friends, of him talking about how all the governments have been compromised and how much they can control over each one of the governments. Well, they only have gained the control because of the submission of the people that allow the control and welcome the control. We got nobody to blame but ourselves for putting up with this stuff. Now let's go back to the People's White House. You got Joe Biden there. We highlighted, Tim Brown highlighted on the morning show, the crimes of Joe Biden long ago. Long ago. And what were they? Well, that he preferred children. And there's enough videos out there right now for the American people to weigh it out in the truth. And I know that this makes people uncomfortable, but you know what? You should feel more uncomfortable due to the fact that he's there, allowed to call the shots over your lives. This is the great wonder of the age. Why the millions, the hundreds of millions, put up with the crimes of the few. Incredible. Incredible. Suffering the abuses of ill-designing men rather than to right themselves of the wrongs. They're being implemented upon themselves. Shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. Well, how is Joe Biden acting? Is he pro-American, friends? Is he pro-American? Absolutely not. Why do you think that is? Because he's backwards. He's a sodomite. He's a pedophile. And guess what? You know he's a pedophile. What do you need to see and what is it that you need to understand that he is what I am telling you he is? And he's telling you way more than I am. Action speaks louder than words, friends. And look at his actions. How many times have you seen him on camera preying on children? Who are the Klaus Schwabs of the world using to establish a Fourth Reich? What did I just tell you? I said a Fourth Reich. Who tried to establish the Third Reich? Adolf Hitler. Who aided Adolf Hitler in establishing the Third Reich in hopes of? George Bush, his granddaddy, Prescott Bush, who was indicted in 1942. I'm not going to go down this road, but do your homework. That's why you're seeing so much similarities between Adolf Hitler's Third Reich and what's happening in America today. People don't want to... They don't want to come to reality. Well, you're going to sooner or later, like it or not. Like it or not. I was just reading the book of Deuteronomy. I'm almost done with the whole Torah. I'm like at the last two chapters. And Moses was told by the Lord, when I'm dead, you're going to go whoring after other gods. That's exactly what the people in this country have done. They don't understand justice. And why don't they understand justice? Because when you look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, I believe it's verse 5, it tells us that evil men understand not judgment. And why don't they understand judgment? They that forsake the law praise the wicked. They're too busy praising the people that are destroying their country rather than obeying the God that they declare that they love. Shame upon the American people. And that applies to everybody on this earth. Everybody, let me show you this. Your border's wide open concerning that of Joe Biden. Your border's wide open, friends. Why do they need all these illegals coming into America to destroy your country? Well, to destroy your country. Did you know that there's thousands of illegal migrants buying land in New Texas development? Remember, they were being lured into America by the said governors? What's happening under Abbott? But I warned you about Abbott. And I also warned you about DeSantis. And I also warned you about Noam. And if you don't want to pay attention to it, then you can suffer the consequences. And the consequences you are beginning to suffer. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Yeah, I'm online right now, and I was just cross-checking some of your information, talking to somebody on social media platforms right now, and some guy had said that, so then why did hundreds of millions of people get vaccinated? Who told you that? I bet you probably the media that you declare that you don't believe in told you that. 270 million people in America have at least had one dose. Really? I haven't met those people. Who told you that? The mainstream media told you that. Right? I'm not saying that there was not a lot of foolish individuals that went along with the narrative. I'm not saying that there wasn't, but I'm telling you, they were nowhere near 270 million people. I'll tell you how you gauge it. You gauge it by how much blood has been shed in this land. Because that's where the judgments of the Lord will drop. Mark, not my words, mark his words. But I can tell you right now, there was no 270 million people that were vaccinated in this country. You are out of your mind to believe that. If it was true, they wouldn't have to come up with another tactic or scheme or crisis to rid the rest of the people. No, if you're paying attention to the details, there's many of the people that are in the elites, as they love to be called by the ignorant and the conservative movement. They're angry that more people didn't get vaccinated. But I can, again, go back to and engage it according to God's judgment. The Bible says that the Lord will not, in any sense of the word, overlook the workers of iniquity. The Lord said in 24 verse 4 of 2 Kings, he will not pardon innocent blood that's been shed in the land. And he showed us how to right the wrongs in Numbers 35:33. But according to the mindset of the American people, they're just going to keep listening to those that are lying to them rather than the Word of God, which always tells you the truth. And the Lord is not a man that he should lie. And I've done business with the Lord in understanding who he is, and he holds to his word every single time. Matter of fact, let me go over right now. I'm going to go over to Deuteronomy 32, and I want you to read, hear this, because I took the time to read it out loud when I came across it. And what it is I'm just going to go, just give me a second. Everything the Lord does is in judgment and in truth, okay? And this is what I want you to hear. Okay, so now we're going back on this, and I just got this. Hey, Judah, or Quatch. Somebody, can you grab me my Bible really quick? Yep, because I just covered this, and we're on to this right now, and I want to expose some more lies that are being told to the American people. They want you to believe that everybody got it because they want to ostracize those that didn't. That's what I want you to pay attention to. But I've said that enough on this show. I'm amazed that I have to say it again. But when I'm dealing with obstinate and froward people, I totally get it. I totally get it. But listen to this. Numbers 32, just like I said. In verse 4, what does it say? He is the rock, the Lord, okay? His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. All of his ways are judgment because it's the very heart of God. Jeremiah 9:24. And when you look to the throne of God in Psalm 97, what does it tell us? Righteousness and judgment is the habitation of the Lord. And guess how the people that are born of the Spirit are going to act? You that love the Lord hate evil. You'll hate that which God hates, and you'll love that which God loves. But look at this. All of his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity, just and right is he. Just and right is he. Again, let me go back to the question. Who told you that 270 million people were vaccinated? Baloney. Baloney. Remember the tactic caused the enemy to believe there's more of us than there is? No, see, this is the great deception, and this is what your enemies are scared to death that you're going to awake to. They're a small, small portion that are controlling you by the lies that you believe through their deceptive measures and propaganda measures. There's too many ignorant people out there that are still buying the lie. Oh, but what about the hundreds of millions that have been vaccinated already? Show me. Prove it. Oh, where'd you get that from? Wait, the USFacts.org, like I did, right? Yeah. Who told you that? The government. The same government that told you that they're looking out for your good and they want you to get an experimental jab that has murdered millions of people on a earthly basis. Not just in America. Right? Right? Remember they wanted to out 3.7% of the population, said Bill Gates? If they would have attained to that 3.5%, they wouldn't have been angry about it now, right? Nope, they wouldn't have. I want to say this. Go back to what I just said. Look to the judgments of God. Therein you're going to find out how many people fell to the judgment of God because he's always exact. Exact. How many babies have been murdered since 1973 in this country? 70 million. Look to that number. Look to that number, because that's where you're going to find the exact justice of God upon the heads of those that refuse to repent. Look to the 18 states that want to bring in illegals. Why is the government, and that was the point that I was making before I picked up on this conversation, why is it that your government, friends, is allowing and alluring illegals to come into this country? Anybody paying attention to the crimes that are coming with them? Anybody paying attention to the innocent Americans that are being violated, raped, even an 11-year-old in the state of Minnesota last week by illegals that came from the southern border? Anybody paying attention to the crimes that are coming with them? And if you look at federal law, by the way, you will find that those that allured the illegals into America are guilty of the crimes of the illegals that they brought in. But Americans will never see it that way. They'll never blame the responsible party. No, but I'll tell you what, the corrupt system of government that you're tolerating right now will lay to your charge everything that you do wrong, and rightfully so, but it applies to them first and foremost. As much as it does to us. Okay? Just look to how many babies have been murdered That's what you're going to find that are going to fall to the judgments of the Lord. And don't tell me that the Lord God of Israel is not a God that will rejoice over you to do you evil because you rejected him. You better read your Bible again. I know people don't like that, but it doesn't matter if you like it or not. It falls to all of us. You know, isn't it interesting? I brought the point up yesterday. Someone said, you know, but isn't that judging? Hey, folks, that's our wisdom, is the judgment of God. Deuteronomy 4, 1 through 6. My gosh, how didn't you see that? I'll tell you how you didn't see it. You didn't read it. Justice guards our liberties. Making sense? The problem with Americans is we're not judging. And isn't it interesting throughout Scripture, the old and the new, which is the fulfilling of the old and new is, isn't it interesting that it's appointed unto men, all men, once to die, and after this, where are they going? To the judgment seat of Christ, Hebrews 9:27. I'd rather learn it now than then. And make the distinction between judgment and correction and instruction and reproof. 2 Timothy 3:16. Most people don't understand real love warns. Right? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. When you're in this God loves you nonsense and pulling away the cross, it's because they're enemies of the cross and they understand not the power of God unto salvation in any sense of the word. Beware, friends. The first prerequisite in John 7:17 was for you to know the doctrines of Christ. You must know the doctrines of Christ. And the reason people are being pulled apart right now is because they know not what direction to go. But Jesus made clear what direction you're to go. And if you don't want to follow that route, then guess what? You're going to get the other one. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Oh my goodness, friends, we need to understand the character of God. When you reject the sacrifice of Christ, look what you're bringing upon yourself. What does a nation look like that forgets God? Look around. Psalm 9, 16 and 17. Look around. Let's get back to criminal treasonous Joe Biden. Look at this. Illegals being allured into America by governors, giving them license without any cross-checking. I'd highlighted this week, friends, that a triple amputee was vetted by a foreigner that had a TSA uniform on. That's violating the Fourth Amendment at the airport, violating the man that lost his limbs, accordingly, we're told, who fought to preserve and uphold the laws. And I'm standing with him, not against him. But you're being vetted through a violation of the Fourth Amendment by illegals through the TSA while the borders are wide open, even going so far as now not only giving them license to come into America without asking any questions, but what's interesting, friends, is that now we're finding that thousands of illegal migrants, are buying land in New Texas development, and you're being told by the mainstream media that Greg Abbott's a good guy. Boy, oh boy. Wow. Isn't this, hey folks, 2 + 2 = whatever you want it to equal. This is why they wanted to teach you in Common Core in the early 2000s that you might believe whatever they say is true. No, no, it's a world of deception, and we need to get back to the Word. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Israeli authorities say at least 22 people are dead and there are hundreds of casualties after today's surprise attack from the Hamas militant group. Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel. Hamas claims it has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border. Over 250 casualties have been reported so far and 22 deaths. The border conflict is affecting a college football game in Massachusetts.
A travel agent that's been managing bookings for families attending the Army-Navy game this weekend revealed that at least 70 rooms across three hotels were canceled, reportedly due to Massachusetts housing illegal immigrants in state hotels. The rooms near Gillette Stadium, where the game is held, were repurposed.
That's Corey Myers. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Okay, so I'm just highlighting the fact that, by the way, this outlet just piggybacked onto what I just told you. If you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, the Lord promised to those that refused to keep his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, that this is what was going to happen. That the foreigner will be made the head, and you'll be made the tail. You just heard that. Not only is... when our governors throughout the United States are luring illegals into this country so that they might be made the head and you the tail, you just heard during the break how a football game was canceled and all those rooms were shut down. For what? The word they used was repurposing. They shut down the football game for the Americans. Amen. Hallelujah. Their idolatries, Jeremiah 11:13. And who's being housed in those rooms except all of these idolaters in America? The foreigners are. You're being moved out of the way. I heard the governor in the state of Minnesota talk about all those empty, those vacant houses and those vacant positions in government. Guess who they're going to be replaced by? Why are you laughing? Because I am so tired of telling the American people and holding to the word of God and see them sit back and spit in defiance towards heaven and act as if it's not happening when in fact it's happening right in front of you right now. Do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? Let me take it a step further. Oh, and who's at the head of the helm there? Who's allowed to stay in the people's White House And I'm talking lawful means, folks. I'm not going to roll down and have people say things that I don't say. I am for the Word of God first. I am for the Constitution and the laws found within. That's what I'm for. I'm for doing everything lawfully, holding to the law. And the only ones that have a problem with me are those that are violators and transgressors of the law, not me. And again, that comes with the territory. That's okay. But I'm looking to the rest of the people that know the truth but don't hold to the truth. That's the problem. I just had a conversation with somebody this week, law enforcement, hearing lies about a fellow sheriff. And I know this sheriff. And the mainstream media, useful outlets, came after him. And they put words into his mouth and said he was guilty of this, that, and the other thing. And I know it's not true. So I was on the phone yesterday with some attorneys saying this goes way beyond being a public person. This is them putting an X on that guy's back. And everything that was said about him is a lie. And all of the good sheriffs knew it wasn't true. But guess who they stood down to? Those that were telling the lies. History's going to go down in America is that the good guys didn't want to be called names. They love their freedom so much that they're not willing to fight for it when it's their turn. I am embarrassed for men today. And I mean that. And not all men. I am embarrassed for the men that do nothing but get on and do nothing but talk about the problems. No, here's the answer. Obey. If you love the Lord, obey Him with your whole heart, mind, and soul, and strength. He said He would turn your captivity. He promised to do it. Has He done it in your life, Bradley? Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a promise from the beginning to the end of the Word of God. Period. Look to Abraham. Folks, all these politicians that are being presented to you, I have shown you 1,000 times that they're actors on the stage. How do you know? Because the real ones are ignored. The real ones are censored. As I've said, friends, you have 900 to 1,000 different presidential candidates, and you're only hearing about Joe Biden and Donald Trump. They're all bad actors. All those that are being presented to you as options, they're bad actors. They're a part of the problem. Every one of them, we can pull out and show you the branches on their tree so that we can judge them by their fruit. And every one of them are a part of the problem that you call the establishment. Every one of them. Isn't it interesting? You just seen the little clowns in the circus of politics, Mr. Sex Trapper, Matt Gaetz, that's being sold to you as one of the heroes that's fighting on your behalf. Isn't it interesting how his buddy's in prison right now for sex trafficking, but somehow or another he got off, and now he's being sold to you as the hero. Yep, he's been extorted. He's controlled. He's controlled opposition. Look to the fruit. Where's the justice? Isn't it interesting how he can take down McCarthy? Just another show. Just another act. It's all it is of distraction, smoke and mirrors, dog and pony show. Isn't it interesting how he can just call the shots, but he can't call the shots when it comes to Joe Biden? Isn't that funny how that works? Isn't it interesting how all these people can do the wrong thing, but not a one of them can do the right thing when it comes to justice? Haven't you figured it out yet, Americans? This is the establishment. Oh, and I see it in the church, too. Big time. That's where it starts. I see it in the church today. Matter of fact, let me say this, and then I'm going to move on. The greatest advocates to the abortion agenda. The greatest advocates to the sodomite agenda. The greatest advocates to the illegal immigrants, and I'm not talking about not loving on the stranger. I have a love for them. As a matter of fact, I spent some time yesterday. There was three kids from Ethiopia that were in the mall, and I took the time to go over to them and track them because I know nobody else will do it. They were too afraid of them. Super sweet kids. Hey, all of you missionaries, you know where the church in America is spending trillions of dollars to send you to another country to preach a gospel that you failed to preach in your own backyard? They're all coming to you now. You don't need to fly anywhere. You don't need to go to a third world country. They're coming to you now. Are you loving on them? I hope so. I hope so, because they are coming. Folks, I want to say this, and I don't understand what you don't understand. If an apple branch produces an apple on that branch, it's an apple tree. If that's all you see coming out of D.C. is corruption, it's because it's corrupt. And it's time for the American people overdue, folks. It's time for the American people to lay the axe to the root of that tree. For without it, you're going to lose everything you've got, and rightfully so. Hey, listen, if you're on the side of the Lord, you're to be impartial. And if you have a hard time seeing something for what it is, stand as a third person, or stand as a bird, or a little fly in the wall, as they say, and look at it, and how would you judge that? And when you look at the Word of God, you will see that every single time, and I speak as a man in part, and I mean this to extol my Father, He's always right. When you look at this country and all that has been given to her, all that's been sacrificed to her, and to turn your back on the one that gave it to you, Americans, you deserve everything you get. Going back to the church, folks, I have never seen... do you remember the true story of William Wallace and Braveheart? Do you remember when the king looked at the son that was to be the king? Do you remember when he smacked him and he dropped and he said, the king, the evil king, said to the son that was to be the king? Do you remember when he was laying on the floor what he said to him? He said, by the looks of you, you only encourage the enemy. That's the church in America today. The strength of the church is shown to you on a daily basis as to what you see in the culture. And our kids are being subjected to everything, protected from nothing. Oh, there's some things, that, folks, I'd love to share with you, and I probably will. I have met with sheriffs. I have met with prosecutors looking for justice. And every single one of them that I've talked with in law enforcement is doing everything but their job. They're okay to give you a speeding ticket as you're driving down the road, which is rightfully so in many cases. They're willing to go ahead and just enforce petty crimes, but not crimes against our children? What do you expect from heaven? I can feel the Holy Ghost just working in me right now. America, you need to repent. Your sin is finding you out, Numbers 32, period. I am so tired of highlighting these criminals and telling the American people what it is that they need to hear. But there is good news. There is good news. There are people that are actually doing something about this immigration issue. I want to show you outraged Chicagoans, that's what they call them, Chicagoans, concerning the sanctuary city politicians. Hey, folks, let me say this to you in Illinois. Impeach and prosecute the politicians that are alluring them illegally into your state. Of course, the media is going to go at you, and they're going to call you haters and bigots, just like the SPLC and the communist subversive organizations like the ACLU and others. Who cares? That goes with the territory. The Lord's looking for someone that's willing to stand. And He doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority. Is that man you? It's got to be. For the sake of your posterity, hey, history hinges on the obedience of one in two people. Look at the cross. Gosh, Lord, I don't know what's going on with me right now, but you're just like all over me in the sense of, I'm sorry for what I see out there. I'm ashamed of what I see out there in the face of what men did for us. I'm going to come back on the other side, folks, and I'm going to show you outraged individuals in Chicago facing off with a mayor that is illegally bringing in illegals, along with the Governor Pritzker, into their state. And they're even empowering them to be policemen. I've highlighted this several months ago. I'm going to show you how the people are reacting in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shadow. And to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so, really quick, okay guys, thank you, 1-866-582-9933, I want to say something and I want you to hear me loud and clear. I just had somebody online saying, I'm as guilty as Bradley as you are, as far as allowing this to happen. I'm here to tell you right now, I'm not guilty as you are. Since I've been saved for 23, 24, 25 years, I've been doing nothing but doing. Not sitting back, going on social media platforms and critiquing everything a guy like me has to say. That's not me. Never has been me. If you look up at the map right now, this all these little antennas that you're seeing, that's where we're broadcasting right now. All these little flags is where we have been. Okay, so I'm not a part of that lot. I'm not going to answer for what I didn't do. I'm going to answer for what I did, because my prayer is that the Lord allows me to take what others left off and to throw it into my lot to pick up for their lack. That's been my ministry since day one. As a matter of fact, we're going to be in Arizona next week. We're going to be in Missouri next week. Preaching, practicing what we preach here, bringing the flame and enduring the flame so we can bring the fire. Hebrews 1:7. No, that's not me. I'm not a part of that lot. What we have been doing is we have been following the Christ since day one. That's why we did 365 public high schools in 25 different states. But see, nobody wants to talk about that in the church because they don't want you to know it can be done. Okay? The conservatives don't want you to have the answer, so you're being rejected by this side and you're being rejected by that side and you're going right down the straight and narrow. And difficult is the way. Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. It's absolutely true. But we have been doing nothing but producing fruit to the glory of Christ, John 15:8. And I'm telling you, I'm not a part of that lot. I'm not going to stand there and answer for what I didn't do when I had the time to do it. Nope, I need more time to do more. Redeeming the time, for the days are evil. It's like what our forefathers used to say, I need more time. There's so much to do. There is. And you don't feel like you're ever doing enough. Here's a confirmation for those that have the Spirit of God. You never feel like you're doing enough. And other people look at you and say, man, that's all you do. This is what you've been doing. And look at all the fruit you've been bearing. Yep, that's right. You never feel like you're doing enough. And Paul talked about how the guy that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, how the grace of God strives within him. That's right. That's exactly right. But I just wanted to make clear, that's why it's hard to find other men and women of God that are actually in the fight with you. Because you see too many people talk about their Christianity until they see the fire. And once they see the fire, they want to get away from it because they don't want to be called names. They don't want to actually bear the cross for the Christ they say they love, who was crucified for their sins. How does that work? Doesn't. Doesn't at all. It's a lack of Christianity. And what does the Lord say in the third commandment? Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. What does it say right after that? That means practice what you preach. It doesn't just mean watch your mouth. James 1:26, Colossians 3:8, Ephesians 4:29. That's not what it just means. It means you better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. In other words, he's repaying the professors to their face what it is that they're not doing today. 86% of the people in this country profess to be Christians. Where are they at? I hear all day long, where's the church? Where's the church? I'll tell you where they're at. They're succumbing to their enemies. Man, some of them now even have gay flags on the front of their churches. They're not the church of Jesus Christ. They're the church of Satan. And they have no business whatsoever. They should be ostracized by the church instantaneously and marked as such. They're advocating what God clearly condemns. Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:26, Jude 1:3. Okay? But here's the good news. There's people in Chicago. I don't know why it's taken so long, but apparently it has. Right? Yeah, I know some of you guys are getting offended right now. That's good. That means you need to repent. John 16, read it. Start in verse 8. Either you're going to hate the preacher or you're going to hate your sin. There is no in between. Oh, preachers of the day, man, we're not supposed to give offense in our ministries. Offense in your ministry is to leave off the truth in which God commands that you speak, not the way the world has set your little gauge that you don't want to offend. Why was Christ crucified? Who crucified him? The ones that said they were the children of God, the Pharisees, and the Herodians. And Jesus told us to beware both, didn't he, in Mark 8, verse 15? Yep, that's right. Hey, folks, when Jesus said either you're hot or you're cold, listen to that, because there is no in-betweenites. And that's where too many people are today. You're lukewarm. Jesus said he'll spew you out of his mouth. And that's exactly what's happening. But let me leave this on a positive note to the doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Right? Let's go to Chicago and let me show you how people are saying we've had enough of what's going on here. And again, why it's taken this long, I have no idea. Folks, it's going to get to the point where there's going to be so many illegals in here, in this country, you're not going to be able to stand up and resist anymore. That's why they're bringing them here, by the way. You're the problem, Americans, George Soros said. Well, it's true. And who's attacking you more than the bunch of Judases that are allowed to occupy the office and which are upending your Constitution today? Weigh it out in the truth. And weigh it out in the light of the truth. Check this out. This is in Chicago right now. Okay?
USA! 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 USA!
there's all, hey guys, let me just stop right there. And there's all the good policemen protecting the bad guys, the mayors, the governors, from committing the act of treason against the people they're supposed to represent. That's how good of a job they're doing. For you police officers, I don't care that you have a badge on. I'll honor it if you honor your job and the law that you promised to uphold. But don't sit there and walk around like you're all that in a bag of chips when you're protecting men that are destroying this country, even going so far as to commit the act of treason and call yourself a police officer. You're not a police officer. You're an agent of the state. And if you weren't doing your job, you would turn around and arrest that mayor and you'd arrest that governor for treason, Article 3, Section 3. And you know what I'm telling you is true. You better pick sides, brother. Because people are tired of your hypocrisies. I'm tired of your hypocrisies. You're there to uphold the laws found in the Constitution, not policies that are destroying your country. And you're protecting him in his crimes against the people. Boy, oh boy, Americans. Doesn't get any more ignorant than that, does it? Listen, I didn't do anything, Nuremberg trials. You know, I know we killed 12 million innocent people. I know, I was just doing my job, though. Adolf told me what I was supposed to do, and not one of them was doing their job. Not a one of them was. And many of them, by the way, were executed because they weren't doing their jobs, and rightfully so. That's right. That's right. Okay, so, you know, and I know, and see, here's where the American people are, too. It will go no further than this. The protest is good, and yes, I will give it to the American people that where you're willing to fight, you win. You do. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And what happens when you fight? The good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. You win. But you know what? This is a little gain to the American people. As they're succumbing to the thousands that are crossing into their country that are being invited by their governors and mayors. No, they don't know anything of impeachment and prosecution. No. Who are we to judge? Nope. Therein lies the problem. Judgment is what you need, Americans. Justice guards your liberties. And your liberties are being stripped away from you because you're forfeiting your God-given rights. You don't even know who you are anymore, Americans. And that's why this is happening. Shameful, shameful, shameful is what this is. Shameful. And these people right here, yep, they're doing a good job. High-fiving y'all. But you know what? Then they start to clap. Like that's all it's going to take. Yep. And tell the bad guys, what do they do? Re-engage again and attack on another day. Reminds me of the captain of the ship. He was shot at by another ship. And he was a merciful captain, like the American people. Put yourself in his place. He was a merciful captain, and he just said, you know what? He's probably just having a bad day. He's shooting at my ship right now. Regardless of all the people that I have on my ship, I'm going to show him mercy. So he let him go. Second day comes around, that same captain comes over and starts to shoot at the merciful captain's ship. Merciful captain trying to figure out, why is he attacking me again? But since he's a merciful captain, and he's overlooking all the people on his ship that he's supposed to protect, he just gives them another pass. So he gave him a pass the first day and the second day. Well, guess what? The third day came around, and that captain came out again, and he shot at the merciful captain's ship, and he sunk it. And everybody died on that ship. Hey, folks, is that ignorance or is that mercy? Oh, my goodness, friends. Know the difference. Yeah, mercy rejoiceth against judgment, but understand judgment falls to those that fail to repent of ignorance. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya. Or a day in 23.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.